Hey everybody, Sam here. Summer is unfortunately almost over, but you know what that means. Halloween is right around the corner, and we've got some special tricks and treats in store for you, but in order to prepare for that, we need a little bit of time. So this week, we're unlocking a bonus episode from our Patreon. Just in case you don't know, you can become a SciShow Tangents patron over at patreon.com/SciShowTangents to get access to monthly newsletters, bonus episodes, and more. And most importantly, by becoming a patron, you help us be able to keep doing this podcast that we love to do. So thank you to all patrons, past, present, and future, and please enjoy this unlocked patron bonus episode of SciShow Tangents. See you next week.
Bonus episode. I'm your host, Hank Green. It's our special episode of SciShow Tangents called SciShow Samgents because I have no idea what's about to happen.
It seemed like you did know what was going to happen. You really launched into it.
Oh, thanks.
You know what the hardest thing in the world for me is?
What?
To go, hello, and welcome to SciShow Tangents. I just can't do it.
Yeah. Well, do you want me to give you a tutorial?
Yeah.
Okay. So imagine that there is a spider that almost got in your mouth.
Ah, okay.
Take that energy and put it into the word hello.
I don't want to do it in front of you. All right.
I'm not going to judge you.
I'm going to launch into the game because we got to go, baby. We're lightning round. Over the course of SciShow Tangents, we've talked about several scientific things with fun acronyms for names. And no scientists love good acronyms as much as space scientists. So
it's
I've devised
true. I love
a game
that. Do you know what SCUBA stands for?
It stands for self-contained underwater breathing mechanism.
Did you know that TUBA is also an acronym?
What does it stand for?
It stands for terrible underwater breathing apparatus.
That's a pretty good joke.
It's one of my favorites.
I like that. All right. So I've devised a game to test your knowledge of these acronyms. Oh, you're ruining my life now. And have a little fun while we're at it. The game.
Should we know these already?
No, God, no. The game is called Anagram, which is, of course, an acronym, meaning astronomical names abbreviated and gamified. Oh. Rewards await, man. In Anagram, I will present you both with the same acronym and challenge you to guess its meaning. For every word you get correct in the acronym, you get a point, and you get a bonus 5 points for getting the acronym completely correct.
Wow.
And you'll alternate guessing first, but you'll both be able to hear each other's guesses. I don't know if that'll work or not. We'll see.
My brain is so fried right now. I just edited a crash course script. I have no juice. Somebody get me one of those like things that the bikers drink, the gels.
We got to get you a big box of gels to keep next to your desk.
Yes, that would be great for me, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So lots of high energy sugar nearby me where I sit all day.
You wouldn't go through them all in a day.
Sure. You could have your decaf coffee and then glucose.
Yeah.
All right. So round one, are you ready? Round one
is
all satellites. Oh, and guess a number between 1 and 5. Sari.
4.
Hank.
1.
Sari was closer. Okay. So Sari will go first.
Okay.
The first one is astro. What does astro mean? And it is a satellite.
Astro. Astrological satellite.
Safe guesses both.
Yeah. To read oxygen.
A space tool.
I'm feeling good about my chances.
Recording orbiter.
Orbit is a good space word.
Well, you both got 0 points, unfortunately. That's going to be common.
Yeah.
Now that we're rethinking our game a little bit, maybe you need to tell us a little bit about these satellites.
Oh, I even wrote down a little description about each one, so I'll just do that.
Okay.
So this is autonomous space transport robotic operation.
I didn't
operations.
Say space for the second thing?
No, nobody said space.
I thought
you
said space.
A satellite. A was here for a satellite. So that's part of the now shuttered Orbital Express program, which was conducted by DARPA to test tools to service satellites from Earth in space.
Mm. Okay.
The next one is ACE, and that is a satellite studying solar wind and the interstellar medium.
Mm. The ABLE climate emission.
That's all the letters you got.
ABLE
climate emission. Could be. No. Sorry.
The autonomous celestial energizer.
Oh.
Gosh, you're just leaving such an obvious word on the table. It is the Advanced Composition Explorer.
We're not going to get any of these right.
You're overthinking it.
Did you base this game off of the fact that I always try to guess acronyms during tangents and always do badly?
Yeah. Next up, NEAR, which is a space probe used to study near-Earth asteroids. NEAR. Near-Earth asteroids is what it's studying, and it's called NEAR.
Is it? Do I get to go first?
Sari goes first.
Near-Earth asteroid robot.
Okay, Hank?
Near-Earth asteroid reader.
Okay. I was kind of scared you were going to get it all the way right. So you both got near-Earth asteroid.
Nice. Thanks for the hints.
Yeah.
The last word is rendezvous.
Ooh, rendezvous.
Yeah. Mm. Next up, LaCrosse, which is a satellite orbiting and mapping the moon's surface. There is no A. It's just LaCrosse. But I think I would call it LaCrosse if I was there.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's LaCrosse.
Yes. A satellite orbiting and mapping the moon's surface. What's on the surface of the moon, I wonder?
All right, we get a hint. Yes. L, I'm going to go with lunar, crater, reader, rendezvous, orbiter, stable, satellite.
Interesting. Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
Lunar, crater, rendezvous, orbital, stable, satellite.
I also was going to go for lunar crater, and that's not an acronym. Rock. No,
sure, that's fine.
And rock.
Rock.
Okay, cool.
And rocky orbit.
Mm-hmm.
Sediment.
Good one. Yeah, that could be in there.
Station.
No, it's going to take a bit of scoring because.
Really? How'd we do?
Okay, so Hank, you got 3.
Woo!
Ooh.
Sarah, you got 2. You both got lunar crater.
Okay.
This one is a bit of a trick. It's lunar crater observation and sensing satellite. So
NASA.
The crater is the C and the R. They don't always get it perfect, but they try their best.
Yeah.
And I got satellite.
And you got satellite. Yes, yeah. And you also got satellite.
Why didn't they want to name it LaCrosse? I guess it's not as fun.
They wanted to name it LaCrosse after their favorite high school sport that they played because they were little rich kids.
Little rich guys.
I don't know. That was how my high school was.
Yeah.
That's also how my high school was. So.
Okay.
That's interesting. How did that become the rich kid
game? I don't know, man. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that ethnography, but I'm sure somebody could.
We'll leave it to the experts.
That's right.
And finally, on satellites, SMART, which is an ESA satellite. Is that what you said? You told me this yesterday.
Yeah.
ESA?
An ESA satellite studying the moon. SMART.
Who's first?
Oh, Hank is. I don't remember. Tuna? Sari?
Yeah, I think it's me.
Sari.
Oh, is it Sari?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Tuna's got me all lined up in the dock.
Spectral?
Yeah.
Moon?
Mm. Nice. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Asteroid? Trying to think of other words that aren't rock for R. Okay, spectral moon asteroids. Random.
Mm, okay. Why not?
Telemetry?
That's a satellite word, I think. Hank, SMART, an ESA satellite studying the moon.
All right, so it's ESA. So I'm going to go with Swedish.
Meatballs.
Swedish meatballs. Always research telescope.
That's the end.
Yeah.
Swedish meatballs, always research.
IKEA's getting into the space game.
Hank, you're never going to believe it. That's exactly right. No, it is. Small missions for advanced research in technology.
Oh my gosh.
You did get research.
Ha ha ha!
You did good research. I forgot about that one. So Hank, we end round one.
Hank with Sari five?
Has 2 points. Hank's got 4 points.
Wow.
Round two. Space telescopes. So similar to satellites, but they're all telescopes.
Okay.
Number one is FUSE, an ultraviolet space telescope.
FUSE.
Hank first.
It's going to stand for fast.
Ultraviolet space telescope.
Fast, ultraviolet, space explorer.
Okay.
I forgot how to say that word for a second.
Okay.
Finding ultraviolet star emissions.
Nice.
I think you think that these will like are like describing an action more often than they actually are. They're always like verbs or whatever.
Yeah. I gotta go more noun heavy. The problem is I panic and I forget every word that starts with the letter F.
Yeah. Total panic. I'm like Fanta.
Frogs.
So Hank, you got 2 points on that one.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Ultraviolet and explorer.
Oh, right. Oh,
Sari,
yeah.
You got ultraviolet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the satellite
explorer.
Is called the Far Ultraviolet Spectroscopic Explorer.
Ah, spectroscopic. Of course.
Next up, Amanda, a neutrino telescope named Amanda. And it's Sari's first.
Yeah, Amanda. Nouns. I'm channeling nouns.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. A neutrino telescope.
A neutrino.
I will remind you.
Okay, yeah, there's no... Oh, there is an N in Amanda. There's no N in Amanda.
You got really mad at me for a second.
I did for a little bit. I thought you were going to throw me off. Analytical meteor and neutrino detector. Awesome.
Okay.
Okay, well, a neutrino detector is a huge, I'm not going to not say that. That's great. That's a big win. I wrote, but before Sari started talking, I wrote all material analysis, and then I wrote neutrino detector. And then I'm going to say analysis again, just for safety.
Oh, that's a good.
All material analysis, neutrino detector, analysis. Okay. Amanda. Sure, okay. Hank, you got 2 points.
Oh.
Was it for
Sari,
neutrino?
You got 3 points.
Incredible.
So you got Hank got neutrino detector and Sari got and neutrino detector.
Yes.
So the answer is Antarctic muon.
Oh, nice.
And neutrino detector array.
So Antarctic, it could have been Swedish. See?
Could have been.
Yeah, like it that's just another country. Or
so
is
then
is Antarctica a country? No.
No, I don't think
so. Continent.
No, it's just a place.
Yeah. Next up. CORROT. CORROT. A space telescope for detecting extrasolar planets. CORROT.
Extrasolar planets. So exoplanets.
CORROT. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Calibrated. Observation. Research. Object transit.
That's a lot of good exoplanet words.
Yeah. Maybe do they have to be in the right place?
No, I don't think
okay,
so.
Okay.
Me and Tuna aren't gonna do that.
I shouldn't have used analysis twice then. I should have thrown in another word.
Sari. CORROT, a space telescope for detecting extrasolar planets.
Celestial outer rocky orbs telescope.
It's never gonna be rocky.
I want it to be rocks.
The
my
rock.
Only.
The letter R appears many more times. The
it's
word
never...
rock will never appear. Okay. I'll give you that.
Thanks. I think that's a little handicap because rock is the only R word I can think of.
You better learn. You better get bust out the dictionary.
Yeah.
All right. So this one is another bit of a trick. You both got. Oh, Hank got 1 point. Sari got no point. So it is convection, rotation. And planetary transits. The planetary is not in the thing.
No. No.
So CORRO, skip it, T.
Yeah. All right, next up.
Transit.
Hipparchos, HIPPAR, HIPARCOS, HIPARCOS, a space telescope specifically designed to measure distances to stars using parallax. Parallax. HIPARCOS.
HIPARCOS.
Heavy. Infrared. Parallax. That's planetary.
I just wanted everyone to know that I wrote down heavy infrared already.
Is a heavy infrared a thing?
I don't know.
No, they're photons.
Yeah. Okay. But they're two words that you'd use in spacey stuff.
Yeah.
So heavy infrared, parallax, planetary, and research, comet, orbital, scope.
Hank? Uh-oh.
Heavy infrared, parallel, parallax, ready, okay, satellite.
All right. So it looks
Did
like
I get
Hank,
one or two? Because I got parallax.
Oh. You got parallax and satellite.
Oh, nice.
So it stands for, and Sarah, you got none. I'm sorry.
I said parallax, please.
You got infrared and parallax. Oh, wait.
Is infrared in there?
Hank got three because he said satellite.
I think that you may be wrong about infrared being in there.
Well, I shouldn't have said that. You're exactly right. Infrared's not in there. You woke up parallax and Hank got satellite.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Tuna's going too slow. I'm getting confused. Oh,
that's the problem.
How dare he try to learn this game?
High precision parallax collecting satellite.
PAR.
Precision parallax collecting satellite.
High precision parallax collecting. Parallax
How
collecting.
How do you collect a parallax?
You look at it. You collect it in your brain.
Yeah. If you're on a hard drive.
Okay, final.
That was a verb. It collects stuff, and that was in the name. I've been steered astray.
Oh, well.
Yeah,
okay.
Sorry. You have every right to protest.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I won't give you any more hints. Finally, Integral, which is a gamma ray space telescope. Integral.
Okay, great. Well, let me write Integral down. Integral. And that's going to be gamma ray there in the middle. Okay. I'm going to guess that they went and did another one of these numbers and say that it's international. And that's just the INT. Exploratory Gamma Ray Alchemy Lab.
Alchemy. Okay.
Ooh.
I didn't know what the A might be.
Okay. International Exploratory Gamma Ray Alchemy Lab.
I don't really like your L very much. I like your GR. Invisible Neutron Telescope Expedition Gamma Ray Atomic Logo.
Yeah, your L is way better than my L.
Yeah.
That was a bad L.
A treat.
So Hank got 4 points.
What?
Wow.
And Sarah got 2.
Wow.
So the answer is international. You were exactly right, Hank, except the E was also included in international. International Gamma Ray Astrophysics Laboratory.
Astrophysics!
And
that's what we're talking about right now, you know?
I got lab.
I should have gone with your lab.
Take that. That's a big L, as they say.
That's what they say.
I deserved
nowadays.
It after that behavior.
SciShow Tangents is brought to you by Rocket Money, a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending. I just snapped.
It looked really cool when you did it.
And helps you lower your bills. Subscriptions. Back in my day, the only thing you could subscribe to was the dang newspaper. And we liked it that way. These days, you want anything, you got to subscribe to it. Here, I'm going to enter a random word and the word subscription into Google, and I'll see if there's a subscription for it. Sponge.
Oh,
I got 3 sponsored results. Jeez. Live to scrub. That's not how I feel at all. I feel like I don't live to scrub. I sometimes scrub to live.
You must scrub or else there
like you're scrubbing.
Scrub. Or else there are consequences. Scrub or else is what it should say.
Subscription services have a way of accumulating up on you. I bet you out there listening have had a subscription that you totally forgot about, just eating up money like a tapeworm in your bank account. One time, I had a cell phone subscription that I had for a whole year that I wasn't using.
Oh, my.
Embarrassing.
What? Did you have an extra phone that you just forgot?
It was for like a little Wi-Fi card that we used while we were on tour.
Right.
I forgot about it.
Well, Rocket Money is here to help flush that tapeworm cell phone service right out.
Oh my God. This is
a very powerful, very visual metaphor that we've come up with. And I hope that they and you appreciate it instead of being terrified. The Rocket Money app lets you see all of your subscriptions in one place, shows you how much you're spending on subscriptions, and helps you cancel ones that you don't want, like the tapeworm. And Rocket Money shows you all of your spending, helps you budget, helps you save, helps you thrive, helps you evacuate your bowels from a financial perspective, at least. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/tangents. That's rocketmoney.com/tangents. rocketmoney.com/tangents.
SciShow Tangents is brought to you by Factor. Humanity is, for better and worse, in its grind set era. And don't I freaking know it. We are side hustling. We are chopping wood and carrying water. We are waking up and smelling the coffee. We are both hunting and gathering. Going to the grocery store, is this a grind set friendly activity? Is cooking dinner conducive to this entrepreneurial lifestyle? Sometimes what we simply happening? Don't. I've
Sarah's coming up with all this off the top of her head. It's amazing.
Definitely Sarah wrote this.
Yes, you think of me and you think that's an entrepreneur for 30 under 30.
You do. Don't pretend you don't.
I do grind. I don't know how not to. Sometimes we, and in this personal attack, me, simply don't have time to prepare a quality meal for ourselves. And yet we need a quality meal to continue that grind.
And that is where Factor comes in. Factor's fresh, never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals are delivered straight to your door and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from over 35 meal options each week, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with delivery plans that match your lifestyle. Order as much as you need, pause, or reschedule deliveries anytime. And as I always say, the more you slack, the less you stack. So stack up a whole bunch of no prep, no mess, heat and eat meals with Factor.
Limits exist only in the mind, says the ad copy. I don't know if I agree with this. I think there's probably some limits, like the speed of light is a real one. But other limits exist. There are some limits that exist primarily in the mind. But Factor meals can exist in your refrigerator. If you head to factormeals.com/tangents50 and use the code tangents50, you get 50% off. That code is tangents50 at factormeals.com/tangents50 to get 50% off. That's both the code, tangents50, and the end of the URL. Grind. Code tangents50 at factormeals.com/tangents50.
Okay, we got one more round. We're going to go through it real fast.
Okay, right? We'll try to be quick.
Okay. This round is potpourri. So it's a little bit of everything, but I'll tell you what it is, roughly.
Okay.
First up, dragon. There is no O. D-R-A-G-N. It is a celestial object, and it is another name for a radio galaxy, which is a galaxy with giant regions of radio emissions extending well beyond its visible structure. So a dragon, D-R-A-G-N.
Deserted radio, astronomical galaxy near? And then they didn't know it was near, so they stopped there.
Is there a question mark at the end of it?
Yes.
Is it dragon?
Yeah.
Dark radio astronomy garden gnome, what I ended up with.
Gnome doesn't even begin with
the G. I know it doesn't, but they mess things up, you know? They just pick letters out of the middle.
All right. So you both got 1 point.
Okay. From radio?
For radio.
From radio. And the answer is double radio source associated with a galactic nucleus.
Galactic nucleus. Galactic that was that achievable. Was...
Next up, which is, in my opinion, the best one, IMO. And it's a coalition of professional and amateur meteor researchers. It's an organization, a coalition of professional and amateur meteor researchers. IMO.
The International Meteor Organization?
Interesting, interesting.
I don't know what else. So, International Meteorologist Organization?
No, that's a totally different thing. Meteorologists are like weather people,
weather,
right?
They are weather people, not meteor guys. By the way, Sam's laughing. I absolutely biffed this, and you got it perfect, Hank.
Yeah. So, Hank, you get 3 points plus 5 points for getting it perfect.
Whoa!
It is the International Meteor Organization.
Sarah, you just got to go with it. If you feel like I did good, just yeah. let me be proud, right.
Hank. She's too proud. And, Sarah, you get 2 points. But I will remind you that
filthy
Hank got
2 points.
5 extra points.
Okay, yeah.
I feel like I'm running away with it here.
Yes, I know.
Next up is MACHO, which is a celestial object, an observing program, and a catalog. So it's an object in the Milky Way's halo thought to comprise part of the galaxy's dark matter, also a survey to detect these sources through gravitational lensing, and a catalog of sources detected by the survey. So MACHO, I think just to simplify things, an object in the Milky Way's halo thought to comprise part of the galaxy's dark matter. MACHO. Oh.
Massive, aurora, cloud-like, halo object.
All right.
I got Milky Way, amber, coalesced halo object.
Okay. Sarah, you got 3 points.
Ooh, that's way more than one.
You got 2 points.
Halo object.
Both for halo objects. Halo. Sarah, you got massive.
Massive.
So MACHO is massive, compact, halo object.
Oh, but
massive has the N in the A.
Compact.
Yes, the MACHO. Next, GONG. It's an organization that monitors oscillations in the sun. GONG. G-O-N-G. Is there a normal way to say that word? GONG. GONG. I can't say it.
Where'd my piece of paper go? Is it my turn to go first?
Yes.
Okay, GONG.
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 It's an organization, and what do they study?
Monitors oscillations in the sun.
Okay. So that O has got to be oscillation. So
sure.
And how big is this organization, Sam?
A worldwide organization.
Uh-huh. Great. So global organization.
Oh, shoot.
Never gonna going. Never. Global organization network group. No, not organization. Global Oscillation Network Group.
Okay. Sari?
I'm looking up if this is a real word.
I don't think it has to be. It's an acronym.
Oh,
this is
yeah.
The thing about acronyms.
Global Organization for Neutronic Gases.
Neutronic gases? Is neutronic the word you were looking
at? Yeah. I was like, is it real? I don't know.
You get 4 points
because
you got it exactly
network
right.
Group
it's network group and it's not yeah. Organization
that's the same thing
it's,
no, it's
global
oscillation,
oscillation network
oh my
group.
God
network global a network oscillation. And a group are the same thing
network group
I they want it because well. Gong because it's an oscillation wah 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 is that why
yeah
I don't know
I can't yeah. Believe this is embarrassing.
No. It's not.
Finally, candles, but spelled wrong. C-A-N-D-E-L-S. Candles. And this was a survey. It was the largest project in the history of the Hubble Space Telescope, carried out between 2010 and 2013. And it aimed to explore galactic evolution in the early universe and look at the very first seeds of cosmic structure at less than 1 billion years after the Big Bang. candles? And this is the last question as well.
Oh, that's a lot of freaking letters.
It's a lot of letters. I spent so hard thinking of the my N for last time, only to be trounced by network. So I'm gonna.
You guys are reading the dictionary. I think.
I truly do. My vocab after I stopped editing scripts, my vocabulary has gone down the toilet. Okay, celestial, argon, noodle, deep space, early light survey.
Noodle.
Noodle is in there, yeah.
Yeah, you know, could be noodle. You never know. Noodle.
They'll put anything in these acronyms.
Yeah.
Here's what I wrote down. Cosmic Array. This is a bunch of science words. It's Cosmic Array Network Dark Explorer Laser Survey.
Okay, mm-hmm. What?
Cosmic Array Network Dark Explorer Laser Survey. You're looking for all those words in there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is hard.
I told you, it's a lot of letters.
I don't think Sari got any. No, she got...
I said survey.
You got survey. So you got 1 point, Sari. Hank, you get 2 points for cosmic and survey. So this is... Candles is the cosmic assembly near infrared deep extragalactic legacy survey.
Legacy? That's legacy. That's less good than laser.
I think as well, but they probably didn't use a laser in this. So
there was a two word, but it was near infrared, not the the N was the two word, not the D. So
yeah, near infrared. So at the end of our game, Sari has 17 points.
Oh, that doesn't sound so bad. We can see it like that.
Bless you.
Thank you.
I'm not editing this one, Hank, so unfortunately. and Hank has 38 points.
Well,
you more than doubled Sari's score.
Congratulations.
You're something of a space expert.
Well, I'd like to thank my years of reading SciShow scripts, in which I say the acronym after having told people what it is. I think that no one deserves more credit than all of those SciShow scripts.
All right. Sari, what's your excuse? You only know one word that starts with R.
I only know... the only word that I know that starts with R is rock. I only know verbs. Mm-hmm. I tried to be an individual in the society that homogenizes it all. When Hank said something that seemed clever.
And it's hot where you are,
too. It's hot. You're sweaty.
Yeah, yep. I'm sweaty. And I just don't know as much about space as Hank. It is not my area of... interest. If it was like plant acronyms, could probably do a little bit better, but
not
really I don't
many
like
of those that I could find. There's I try to do all acronyms. Science acronyms. There are. Just,
they're out there, but you're right. There aren't as many.
Space was the easiest one to do. Well, that's the end of what's this game called again? Anagram. Thank you for playing Anagram with me.
And thank you everyone for listening and supporting us on Patreon.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.